On the first day of the week at early dawn, when the ground was still covered in dew, looking as if the heavens had spent the night crying, when the sky was still a marbled purple-black bruise, looking as if all of creation were in pain, when the sun and moon and stars still stubbornly lay in darkness, three women stumbled in the dark, tears scattered along their paths. They used to be disciples of Jesus. At this moment, they are mourners of him. They came to the tomb taking the spices they had prepared. You can drive over to the cemetery today and see the same scene. They don't take spices for anointing. They take flowers for displaying. But they're there with the same heart, wanting good, but seeing bad. Wanting to see a person, but only seeing a stone. Jesus' week had started out so good. He had spent 3 years building a ministry, building a following, building a reputation. He had turned water into wine, a lunch into a feast, a storm into serenity. He had turned illness into health, blindness into sight, paralysis into dance. He had turned teachers into students, a demoniac into a missionary, a prostitute into an evangelist. Jesus made the impossible common. So when he enters the capital on the holiest of days, children are excitedly waving their arms, adults are grabbing and waving palm branches, the elderly are waving their canes, all yelling out, chanting, "Hosanna, save us, save us, save us." But soon the ticker tape parade disbands, and Jesus goes to celebrate the Passover with his disciples. It's the same meal, year after year, the same prayers, the same routine. But in this moment, you can see the shock on the disciples' faces when Jesus picks up the bread and says, this is my body given for you. And then the wine, this cup is the new covenant poured out for you. For you. His body broken, his blood shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. For the cruel way you treated your spouse at dinner the other night. For the way you talked about your coworkers after the meeting the other day. For skipping your prayers. For skipping church. For coveting your neighbor's house. For coveting your neighbor's spouse. For the lies you hissed, for the lovers you kissed, for the sins you think no one else knows about, God knows. He's seen you at your most vile, your most despicable. And Jesus gave his body and shed his blood for you. Jesus leaves the table to go pray. Though one day he will wipe every tear from every eye. In this moment, the tears run like a river as he desperately pleads before his Father. But torchlight shines upon blades. As the police in riot gear move in and seize him and place him before an angry mob. The cries are no longer, save us, but don't save him. No longer hail him, but nail him. Crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. Peter keeps his distance out in the courtyard. This man also was with him. I wasn't. Surely you are one of the followers. I'm not. Certainly you are with him. And then Peter swears enough that they say, oh no, there's no way that was one of Jesus' followers. And the cock opens its mouth and delivers God's wrath. The soldiers beat Jesus within one strike of death. His back turned into a pile of mush. So you say you're a king, huh? And they carefully cut thorns and jab them into the crown of his head. And they laughingly wrap a royal cloak around his blood-covered body. And they mockingly hang a sign above his head. Here's the King of the Jews. And the hands that spread out the heavens are punctured with a stake. The hands that blessed the poor and the children are torn apart ligament by ligament. And the hands that fed the hungry and healed the sick are crushed until they resemble a bag of marbles. If you're God's son, climb on down. And he could have walked on down as easily as he walked on the water. If you're God's son, save yourself. And he could have saved himself as easily as he saved the sick, the disabled, the dead. Yet instead, Jesus prays, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. It wasn't his nails that held him there. It was his love. Do you think you know about pain? Do you think you know about forgiveness? Do you think you know about love? In our culture, love is defined as doing whatever makes you happy. That's not love. That's hedonism. Jesus says love is giving yourself for your friends, even when they deny being your friends. Even when they abandon you, even when they deny even knowing you. When Jesus' mourners finally arrive at the tomb in the dark, they don't find a corpse, they don't find a body, they find a man. They find Jesus. Jesus, not a name on a tomb, not a person in their memory, but a man in their midst. And what was the darkest moment in their life becomes the brightest moment of history. What was the most evil moment they had experienced becomes the greatest good that they will tell of for the rest of their lives. Many years earlier, Joseph, not Jesus' follower, but the one with the robe, Joseph said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good. You meant evil, but God meant good. In the end, the Palm Sunday cry was answered. The people were saved. And the cries of the angry mob were answered too. He was crucified. But what they meant for evil, God meant for good. While they thought they were slaying Jesus, sin and death were being slain. The sinless one was judged a sinner, so we sinners could become sinless. When you are in physical pain, or when you are misjudged, or when you are alone, or when you are rejected, the temptation is to assume that God has abandoned you, God forgot about you, God doesn't give a lick about you. But when that moment comes, and they always do, remember Jesus last week on earth. What others intend for evil, God can turn to good. Jesus experienced all of the world's darkness. The crowds turned on him. The government condemned him. The soldiers tortured him. His friends abandoned him. Yet Christians celebrate this week as the most important week of world history, as the date by which calendars are set, as the turning point in human history when the innocent was punished so the guilty could go free. He did not wait until we cleaned ourselves up. He came to the world while it was still dark. His body was broken for you. His blood was shed for you. When God's love and the world's evil battle at the cross, what others intend for evil, God turns to good.